Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Tonight just might see the biggest lottery payout in U.S. history. Mega Millions could hit a cool billion. And if you and your 259 million closest pals all play a single number in the 43-state game and the District of Columbia and the U.S. Virgin Islands, you are absolutely assured of winning. Those are the odds, 259 million to one. And you wouldn't make much money if you think about it. 259 million people times a buck, that's 259 million. If it hits a billion, you'd share 640 million with all those people after taxes. You know, there's got to be an easier way to make some serious money. How about betting on the S&P 500 stocks this year? David Yanofsky, writer for Quartz, welcome.
Hello.
So the S&P has been as close to a sure thing as you can get by some measures.
It's been up 20 so percent this year. It's been one of the best years in recent memory.
And 20%, that's fine, but you really got deep into the S&P numbers, and you claim that if somebody had played the S&P in a certain way over the last less than a year, they'd be doing a lot better than Mega Millions.
You could have made over $200 billion this year, $264 billion, had you known which member of the S&P was performing best on any one day.
Now, is this a game or is this a legitimate sort of metric of how well the S&P is doing? Explain how I'm a 65-year-old pensioner, how I might have gone about doing this.
Well, imagine you knew what tomorrow was going to bring. If you knew that tomorrow that shares of Netflix would go up by 15%, you could buy some Netflix right before the close, and then take in 15% the next day, and you'd know what's happening after that. And so you'd sell your Netflix and you'd buy Best Buy.
And there were lots of stories like that in the S&P, that if you played the big performers each day, that's where the big money comes in.
There was a lot of big performers. Some companies had daily increases of 40%, 60%. The top performer typically did around 6 or 7%. But if you could do that day after day, you would get effectively a 2% compounded return every day. You'd be making 2% every day, and that would turn a $1,000 investment into a $264 billion nest egg.
Nest egg, yeah. Yeah, would love to. You could put one or two kids through college on
just
that. Maybe yeah,
one or
who
two.
Knows? But David Yanofsky, is this a harmonic convergence of the planets where this is not likely to recur in the S&P? Or can you play similar kinds of math games on almost any year where you look at the stock market?
Pretty much any year.
About half of the people in the United States understand that the stock market is doing really, really well. What do you think is going on here?
I mean, there is confidence in the economy. There's fatigue from a less than thriving economy, and people are used to seeing over the last couple of years markets not performing like this, and they're having flashbacks to to the good times.
With a 20% return, though, even if you didn't focus as heavily on the fabulous performers each day, you could do even better than 20%, right?
Yeah, I mean, just investing in the S&P straight out would get you 21.4% this year,
which is huge.
One analysis that we did, which is actually slightly worse, was what if you knew what was happening yesterday, and if you invested in the top performer of yesterday, you'd end up with a 19% gain. Now, that's of course ignoring trading fees, which would have eaten away all of
your money.
And
taxes, right, exactly. Yeah,
you're getting taxed.
That's one of the problems here. Let's just say, as a pure sort of math exercise, what are the odds that you could have, with your $1,000, actually stumbled upon this $264 billion result?
Well, assuming that picking the best performer of the day is a 50-50 chance, which it's nowhere near to.
Right.
It's, at worst, it's 1 in 500. Maybe it's 1 in 100. But the odds of, if it was 50-50... you had a 50-50 chance for 241 days, you would have a 1 in 3.5 trevigantillion chance. Imagining these results.
That's depressing.
And so, that is 72 zeros.
Right. So Mega Millions looks like a much better idea.
Mega Millions is a much better bet.
Much better bet. If you're looking for a billion. If you're just looking for a 20% return, S&P just fine.
S&P's great.
Are you going to play the Mega Millions?
I will buy the Mega Millions.
David Yanofsky, reporter for Quartz. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.